not that it was out of tune, it's that with a dulcimer, you often need to change the tuning to play another song. Here's a pretty waltz that you'll sometimes hear in a fiddle contest, maybe this weekend. Westphalia Waltz. Song I have for you today, play with a stick, like the old timey people would play it up in the Appalachian Mountains. I think it's probably a song that you know. Going down to Cripple Creek, going and run, going down to Cripple Creek to have some fun. Thank you so much. Have a good day, everybody.
We know that Florida is made up with people from not only from every other state in the Union, but from around the world. Well, this next performer is new, and we're going to welcome him with open arms. And most importantly, he's an Arkansas traveler. Arkansas troubadour. Let's welcome Martin Crutchfield, now from Tampa. Oh,
yes, sir. All of these hot or not?
Yes.
They're all. Alright. Okay, I'll let you adjust that. Everybody likes a ghost story. It's a true ghost story told after the Civil War. The boys came home in Stone County, Arkansas, and said that one night they had looked up in the clouds and they had seen the giant figure of a man, and he had spoken to them. They came home and told the story, and one of the folk singers wrote it up. A bunch of rebel soldiers were sitting around one night, talking to some Yankees in a spot way out of sight. They'd slipped across the picket lines to have a little chat. chawing their tobacco and a-swapping this and that. And while they were a-talking, they looked away up high. They saw a man a-walking across the moonlit sky. He sat down on a pillow upon a thunderhead. He looked down on the soldiers, and this is what he said. You Yankees and you rebels, shake hands and then caress. Go home and read your Bibles and the Gettysburg Address. You'll never build a nation in all this bloody mess. Go home and read your Bibles and the Gettysburg Address. You've got the grandest country this world has ever known. Your Constitution is the brightest star that's ever shone. You Yankees and you rebels, shake hands and then caress. Go home and read your Bibles and the Gettysburg Address. Well, the boys went to their bedrolls, afraid to talk out loud about that mighty giant they saw upon that cloud. Next day, two famous generals met near an apple tree. One of them was U.S. Grant and one was Robert Lee. And when they finished talking and everybody knew that awful war was over, they shouted hallelujah. Everybody wondered about that thunderhead. Did U.S. Grant and Robert Lee hear what that giant said? You Yankees and you rebels, shake hands and then caress. Go home and read your Bibles and the Gettysburg Address. You'll never build a nation in all this bloody mess. Go home and read your Bibles and the Gettysburg Address. You've got the grandest country this world has ever known. Your Constitution is the brightest star that's ever shone. You Yankees and you rebels, shake hands and then caress. Go home and read your Bibles and the Gettysburg Address. Thank you. You know, in Arkansas and probably in Florida, music is a family business. My son Brent's here with me today, and I'd like you to welcome him. He's going to sing some of these songs with me. This is Brent. Get where you can see. Along about 18 and 25, I left Tennessee very much alive. Never would have got through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been riding on the Tennessee stud. Had me some trouble with my sweetheart's pa. One of her brothers was a bad outlaw. I sent her a letter by my Uncle Foot. I rode away on a Tennessee stud. Yeah, the Tennessee stud was low and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like a Tennessee stud. I rode my horse in a beautiful land,
and I ran smack dab in an Indian band.
They jumped their nags with a hoop and a yell,
and away we went like a bat out of
Well, I circled their camp for a time or two,
just to show them what a Tennessee horse could do.
The redskin boys couldn't get my blood,
cause I was riding on a Tennessee stud.
Yeah, the Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Well, we drifted down into no man's land,
and across that river called the Rio Grande.
I raced my horse with the Spaniard's bowl,
got me a skin full of silver and gold.
Me and a gambler just couldn't agree,
we got into a fight over Tennessee.
Jerked our guns and he fell with a thud.
Now I rode away on a Tennessee stud.
Yeah, the Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. I got as lonesome as a man can be,
I was dreaming of my gal in Tennessee.
The Tennessee stud's green eyes turned blue,
he was a dreaming of a sweetheart too.
So we loped right on across Arkansas,
and I whipped her brother and I whipped her pa.
I got that gal with the golden hair,
she was riding on a Tennessee mare.
Yeah, the Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud.
stirrup to stirrup, and side by side we crossed the mountains and the valleys wide. Came to Big Muddy and forded the flood on a Tennessee mare and a Tennessee stud. Yeah, the Tennessee stud was long and lean, and the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. There's a pretty little baby on a cabin floor. There's a little horse go playing around the door. I love that gal with the golden hair, and the Tennessee stud loves the Tennessee mare. Yeah, the Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Never be a horse like the Tennessee stud.
Thank you, Tennessee stud. Occasionally you put humor into a song. I don't know, you know, in Florida, I didn't think they had razorbacks anywhere in the world until I got down here, except Arkansas. Arkansas, of course, is the home of the Arkansas Razorbacks. If you get a chance later on, ask me. I'll be glad to do a hog call for you. I'm practically the state champion. I had to leave the state because of it, actually. But if you don't know about razorbacks, and you should, since they're indigenous or whatever it means they live here, to Florida, or were brought here, you should know this about razorbacks. They're very, 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 very tough. A razorback hog is as wild as a buck, and the hunter that hunts him had better have luck. You can fill him with buckshot and a rifle ball too, and he'll turn around and make shoestrings of you. When old Hickory Jackson met Sir Pakenham, the British was full of hot biscuits and ham, while the Tennessee boys was as poor as a snake, 'cause all they'd been a-eatin' was a razorback steak. If you think it's tender, you're crazy. You can't get your fork in the gravy. Oh, razorback steak, razorback steak. Lost all my teeth on that razorback steak. It's tough as can be, made a man out of me. Give me some more of that razorback steak. When you see a gentleman down in the south with a big sausage grinder way back in his mouth, when he gives a rebel yell, make no mistake, he's a-looking for a woman or a razorback steak. When I get to heaven as Mr. Divine, don't want no ambrosia to drink with my wine. Just give me a pone of hot corn dodger cake, a bowl of red gravy, and a razorback steak. If you think it's tender, you're crazy. You can't get your fork in the gravy. Oh, razorback steak, razorback steak. Lost all my teeth on that razorback steak. It's as tough as can be, made a man out of me. Give me some more of that razorback steak. Woo! Thank you. Jimmy Driftwood, who wrote that song and wrote The Battle of New Orleans and Tennessee Stud, was a social studies teacher in Timbo, Arkansas, about 12 miles south of 56, Arkansas, which they called because there's 56 people live there, which is a good reason for the name of town that. But Jimmy wrote a song to celebrate the kind of spirit that probably these early pioneers had. The name of the song, Wilderness Road. I once had a fortune and a place of abode, but I gave it away for the wilderness road. When I couldn't pay all the debts that I owed, I started to travel on the wilderness road. High over the mountains, through the beautiful dales, I counted the cabins on the buffalo trail. Beyond the Kentucky,
and the Tennessee, beyond the Big Muddy and the Lone Prairie, on the Wilderness Road, on the Wilderness Road, I've been a-traveling a long, long time on the Wilderness Road. I know all the people way back in the hills. I've prayed in their graveyards. I've drunk at their stills. I've heard all their blessings. I've heard all their wrongs in their beautiful stories and their wonderful songs. They planted their gardens by the beautiful streams, and they planted their fathers in the land of their dreams. With a pure inspiration, they carried their load, and they planted a nation on the Wilderness Road. On the Wilderness Road, on the Wilderness Road, I've been a-traveling a long, long time on the Wilderness Road.
Thank you. For our last song today, thank you very much. In 1945, a photographer by the name of Joe Rosenthal took a photograph that became the most famous photograph made in World War II. It was the scene of some of the bloodiest fighting in the history of mankind. It was a photograph of six Marines raising a flag on Mount Suribachi. The Marine Corps kept up with the history of those six men. And Johnny Cash, who's also from Arkansas, wrote a song about one of them, a Pima Indian from Arizona by the name of Ira Hayes. Come gather around me, people. There's a story I will tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the land of the Pima Indian, a proud and noble band that farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down the ditch a thousand years, the water grew Irish people's crops, till the white man stole their water rights and the sparkling water stopped. The Irish folks were hungry and their land grew crops of weeds, but when war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's greed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. There they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men. 27 lived to walk back down again. When the fighting was over and Old Glory raised, among the men who held her high was the Indian Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Well, Ira Hayes returned a hero. He was celebrated through the land. He was wined and speeched and honored. Everybody shook his hand, but he was just a Pima Indian. No home, no water, no chance. At home, nobody cared what Ira had done. When do the Indians dance? Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Then Ira started drinking hard. Jail was often his home. They let him raise the flag and lower it like he'd throw a dog a bone. Ira Hayes died drunk one morning, alone in the land that he fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Yeah, I'll call him drunken Ira Hayes, but his land is just as dry, and his ghost is lying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore.
Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war.
Semper Fi. Thank you very much. Thank you.
How about another hand for Martin Crutchfield and his son from Tampa? New Floridians. Well, our next group is apparently part of a much larger group. They get together on Friday nights and make lots of music. So we're just going to be hearing from a few of them. Old-time friends. I don't think they're too old-time, but they play old-time music. Let's welcome Jim Kaufman and friends from Pinellas Park.
Good afternoon. We're the old-time friends, or part of them, from Pinellas Park, Florida. And today we're going to feature Don Moores on the nylon string guitar and the dulcimer, Buddy Moody on the steel string guitar, and I'm Jim Kaufman. I play a little bit of harmonica and dobro.
Thank you very much.
And next we're going to have a song by Don Moores. We're going to be playing the dulcimer.
hours with you I spend. Thought I had your heart forever. Now I find it's only Lynn. Oh, little darling, how I love you. I love you, none can tell. In your heart you love another. Little darling, pal of mine. There are just three things I wish for. It's my casket, shroud, and grave. When I'm gone, don't weep for me. Just kiss those lips that you betrayed. Oh, little darling, how I love you. I love you, none can tell. In your heart you love another. Little darling, pal of mine.
Thank you very much, Don. And now we're going to have a little blues number by Buddy and Don called Midnight.
Ready? In German, it's Mitternacht.
Mitternacht.
Midnight, I spent another lonely day thinking of you. Midnight, tomorrow is on its way, empty and blue. I'm so lonely, so lonely at midnight for you. Midnight, oh, what a lonely time to weep. I ought to know. Midnight, I should have been fast asleep hours ago. Still I'm crying 'cause I miss you so. I spent another lonely day thinking of you. Midnight, tomorrow is on its way, empty. empty and blue. I'm so lonely, so lonely at midnight for you. Hey, I'm so lonely, so lonely at midnight for you.